Welcome to a segment of In This Moment Stories from the UNC Partnerships in Aging Program, an initiative designed to hear how people are managing in the time of COVID-19. Today is May 8th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Kimberly P., who's 37 years old and lives in Orange County, North Carolina. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for talking with us today.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to start by asking you to tell me about your experience of this current time in our world since we've all been advised to stay home and distance ourselves from others.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to say it's really hard. I'm not liking the idea because I like, you know, going places, and plus, you know, me and my family signed up for Habitat Humanity housing. So they're in the process of making our house, but right now we're not able to work on our house because the construction is closed, so it's delaying us from building our house, our dream house. It's just very difficult not being able to do, you know, the things you want to do and stuff, and being around loved ones and friends and taking the kids to the park and stuff, so...
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that, and congratulations on the home, but also I'm so sorry that it's delayed right now.
Yeah.
So hard that so many dreams are altered in this time.
Yes, it is.
So my next question is just if you could reflect back on your previous life experiences and how any of them might have influenced how you're preparing or managing during this current situation.
Like what we did before COVID-19 happened and stuff, or, well, we weren't even really prepared for this time. It happened all of a sudden. I mean, like, you know, we used to take family, you know, trips, or we'll go out to eat, you know, as a family, go, you know, just do family stuff during the weekends and take the kids to the park, go to the movies. Now with all this, you know, COVID-19 stuff, we're not able to do anything, you know, go anywhere. We have to stay at home. So it's really a life-changing experience right now. So because we're not able to do anything at the moment, not able to take the kids anywhere, because that's what we basically do, stay with the kids, take the kids places, let them enjoy, because they love enjoying going to Chuck E. Cheese and stuff like that, and now, you know, we can't even do that, so it's kind of really hard, so trying to get the kids to understand the situation.
I bet. Are they having a hard time understanding, you know, staying away from those sorts of activities that they're used to?
Oh, yeah, they are. They're, you know, especially my little girl, because she's 7, so she's not really understanding the whole situation and, you know, not understanding why they can't go back to school, go into school and see their teachers, see their friends and stuff like that. They have to stay home, do work at home, and she's just not understanding the whole deal right now, so...
I was wondering if you had any advice that you would give to future generations if they ever had to face something similar.
Any advice?
Maybe anything that's kind of helping you cope with this better?
With coping with this, I mean, staying home, washing your hands frequently, don't go out of your house unless you have to, you know. If you have to definitely get food for the house, or, you know, you have no choice but to go to work. I mean, because there's some people out here, you know, they do have to work for a living, you know. They have no choice, so.
Right. Is your family still working right now, or?
My fiance is, because he's a mechanic, so yes. He's still working at the moment, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard.
I'm sure.
So, but yeah, just steadily washing your hands, and when you do go somewhere, you know, be prepared to, you know, wear a mask, gloves, so, you know, to try to keep everything, you know, down. So
that's great advice. And when all this stuff, when we, you know, the stay-at-home orders are lifted, is there anything you're looking forward to going back to doing?
I think when all this is over, I think, you know, we're planning on, you know, taking probably a family vacation, and going out for a nice, you know, good dinner as a family, and seeing our loved ones that we are not able to see right now because of this, trying to keep them safe. So, yeah.
Do you think you'll be able to start working on the Habitat House?
Yes, we definitely want to start back working on that because that was supposed to probably be ready by the end of this year, most likely. Mm-hmm. But now it probably will not be ready till sometime next year.
Mm.
So,
well, I hope you're able to get started on that soon.
Oh, yes.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and share a little bit about what you're going through and how you're dealing with everything right now, Kimberly.
Thank you.
You have a good day and a good weekend. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.